For the first time, the International Monetary Fund has updated its outlook on China ahead of schedule due to the European sovereign debt and banking crisis, as well as the slow recovery of the U.S. economy. Murtaza Sayat, deputy chief representative of the IMF in China, details the IMF's projections on the Chinese economy, as well as their prescriptions for China's future.
We think China will still be the bright spot in the global economy in 2012. It'll still be growing at a very, very fast rate and contribute about a quarter to global growth. But we see domestic demand in China remaining resilient.
According to their forecasts, China is doing remarkably well, but high inflation and the bubbling house market remain lingering problems. Sayat believes he knows the best ways to remedy these issues.
On inflation, I think we're less worried than some analysts. We see it as having peaked. Inflation is still very vulnerable to a food shock. On the property sector, I think the underlying propensity for property bubbles in China remains. And to really address that, you need to increase interest rates so that households have a better return on their savings and are not forced to look elsewhere outside of the banking system in the property sector to invest.
History has repeatedly shown that financial reform can be dangerous, and the past decade certainly has not provided the Chinese government with confidence in Western models. However, according to Sayat, the Chinese may not have a choice if they want to maintain control over their economy in the near future.
The risk of not doing it is that you will lose monetary control, that much of the intermediation of credit that's happening will happen outside of the banking system where you have relatively less control. So there's an urgent need, we think, over the next 5 years to try and put in place financial sector reform.
The IMF's plan for China over the next 5 years stresses a flexible exchange rate, a solid and regulated framework, developing the financial system outside of banking, and then liberalizing interest rates and the capital account. Doing so, they say, would lessen income inequality, increase China's inclusive market growth, create jobs, and help protect the environment. For CRI, I'm Jonathan Alpart.